day is United States against Doss. Ms. Christensen.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You didn't even put on a new hat.
I thought about changing my suit, but I didn't think I had time. May it please the court, counsel. Good morning still for another minute, Your Honors. I'm Joanna Christensen. Obviously, I represent the appellant Reginald Doss in this case. This is a very discreet issue about sentencing, double counting, and the government has conceded the issue. The only difference really between our two briefs is the standard of review. We're arguing that the issue was preserved. The government says it's plain error. However, the government concedes the plain error should be recognized by this court, and the case should be...
Do you know whether this issue has come up in any circuit other than the Eighth? I mean, you cited Lyons to us.
Lyons and Jones, which I believe is... It's cited in our brief. I want to say it's the First Circuit, United States versus Jones. Lyons is probably the better analysis of the issue. And is where a good portion of our analysis has come from. And Lyons is the Eighth Circuit.
Mm-hmm. So you think Jones comes out the same way as Lyons?
Yes. One of them, and now I can't remember which one, actually affirmed because the defendant produced and trafficked. So they said that it could be affirmed because he didn't receive an enhancement for trafficking, he received an enhancement, or could receive an enhancement for production, and of course, this court can affirm on any basis in the record. In Mr. Doss's case, that's not an issue. In fact, all the parties at the sentencing hearing agreed multiple times that he was not producing the access devices, the credit cards in this case. So it can't be affirmed on that basis. It looks to be a simple double counting issue similar to what we commonly refer to the gun bump in 2D1.1 and 924C charges. If you get a 924C charge you're convicted of, you don't get the gun bump. It's the same mechanism. It just doesn't come up as often, it seems. I certainly have not seen it before. Aside from a plain error review, which we, of course, agree with the government, it should be reversed and remanded, I have nothing further to add unless the court has questions about the definition of the two guidelines or anything else in this case. No? All right. I will reserve the rest of my time. Thank you.
Ms. Gillers.
May it please the court, I'm Shauna Gillers, and I represent the United States. The government in this case agrees that the district court committed an invited legal error in calculating the guideline range.
Is this a national decision to acquiesce in Jones and Lyons?
Your Honor, I don't think I have an authority to make any representations.
Pardon?
Other than... I'm not sure I understand the question.
I just wonder whether the criminal division of the Department of Justice has decided that nationally it's going to acquiesce in Jones and Lyons.
I don't
wonder
know the
why
answer
there
to
was
that, Your Honor.
Diverse? You mean you haven't checked with Maine Justice before confessing error? You're just making up your own mind? I mean, this is something on which one would think the Department of Justice should be speaking with one mouth, with
Your Honor,
one point of view. And it would be troubling if you're here agreeing with Lyons and Jones, and tomorrow morning we're going to have a case from the Northern District of Illinois in which the Department of Justice says Lyons and Jones are not correct.
I think I understand your question now, Your Honor. We did check with Maine Justice before filing this brief confessing error.
Okay, so the Department is acquiescing in Lyons and Jones nationally.
Yes, Your Honor, we are. If there are no further questions, then the government would ask that the sentence be vacated and the case be remanded for resentencing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Ms. Christensen, it doesn't sound like there is very much you would wish to rebut.
Your Honor, I will affirm that Jones is the First Circuit.
Pardon?
Jones is the First Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Those of us who clerk for the First Circuit are dismayed to have somebody say that the First Circuit didn't have the best reasoning, but perhaps they can't be perfect every day. Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.